1, 2, 3, testing. 1, 2, 3, testing. It's May the 2nd, Tuesday. We're in room, hearing room 343, the Senate Committee on Judiciary, having a public hearing and possible work session on the following bills: Senate Bill 51, Senate Bill 922, House Bill 2667. Work session on the following bills: Senate Bill 247, Senate Bill 305, Senate Bill 512, 494, 273, 288, 123, 254, 130, 562, 606, 833, 520, 522, 627, 697, 971, and 1072.
They withdrew their bid?
Yeah.
Why? After all this?
After all this.
Okay, we're, I'll make some announcements.
It was a realist.
Got my track shoes on.
Got your track shoes on. We're going to be finished no later than 7:15. We have Senator Shoemaker, who's down in his committee. I just left him in his committee. It would be, for those of you who are interested, 922 is off the agenda, so is 2667, and so is 1149. We will, and then I would say that looking from the bottom, 1072 will be on Wednesday, 971 is off the agenda, 966 is likely to be Wednesday, and we'll deal with 627 on Wednesday, probably 522 on Wednesday, and probably 520 on Wednesday. The amendments have not arrived on Senate Bill 247, I'm told.
Or 288.
Either. Well, we may not have a very long agenda after all. We may dip into 520 or 522, depending on who's. Yeah, I guess they are. We're going to start with 751. And that is a bill that is here for, it's at the request of Senator Hannon. I'm not sure whether he's here. We've had his constituent come from Ashland. This bill has been looked at by the Bar Committee. And if Senator Hannon is not here, we will go ahead and take the bill for the committee's consideration, because he's been here at a previous time, and I told him we would consider his bill. And Catherine might explain that for us. 751.
This corrects a glitch in a combination of the wrongful death statute and the probate statute. The wrongful death statute was written to prohibit taxes from being paid on proceedings recovered under the wrongful death statute. The probate statute requires that certain procedures be followed, including a release from the tax division. However, if taxes are owed, the tax division won't give a release, even if the only assets in the estate are wrongful death benefits, which means that technically those probate estates have to remain open. It creates a dilemma in some of the courts who refuse to close probate on these cases. The bill specifies that the requirement does not apply to certain releases, which basically don't apply in the wrongful death situation. The result is that a wrongful death case, where that is the only asset of the estate, can be closed. The bar came in with an amendment. It's the dash one amendment. You have it in front of you. There's also a hand engrossed version.
Right.
We're supposed to be prepared. I'm here. There's no amendments. Come on.
Thank you. substitutes the word on line 25 with regards to, so let's see, releases or clearances shall be required with regards to damages accepted on settlement of claim.
Yes, Senator. And Ronald Q., who is the requester of the bill, approved the changes.
And the bar subsequently has withdrawn their objections. Is that correct?
Yes. Well, the bar submitted the changed language.
Yeah.
Yes.
So people have been working on it for committee members' edification. I just want to let you know it's not something that we haven't considered along the way.
Are we in a work session on this?
Yes, we certainly are.
Why don't we go ahead and move, Madam Chair? I'd move the amendments to Senate Bill 751. I guess they're not really.
Yes, they are. The date.
Here we are.
What? Dash one.
Yeah, the dash one amendments to Senate Bill 751.
Senator Grinsky has moved the amendments 751-1. Are there objections? So ordered.
Madam Chair, I would move Senate Bill 751 as amended to the floor of the Senate with a due pass recommendation.
Okay. Senator Grinsky has moved Senate Bill 751 to the floor with a due pass recommendation as amended, and Senator Hannon will carry this bill.
That's fine.
How's that?
But we were hoping.
Yes.
Should we vote?
Just wanted to let Senator Grinsky know so that if he wanted to vote no, it was of no avail.
Oh.
He didn't have to worry about it. Call the roll, please. Kiska.
Rockman.
Aye.
Grinsky.
Aye.
Yellow.
Aye.
Owen.
Aye. Motion carried. Thank you.
Cutting their excellent cards, I think.
Okay, Catherine.
The next bill is Senate Bill 305, which is the bill that changes the appellate review procedures for administrative law cases.
I would suggest to the members that it is, if you remember, we had a quick hearing. We had an agreement by people who are actually requesting the bill that this is the amendments that were drafted by the Attorney General's, if you'll recall. We had a commitment that we would get the amendments adopted, printed, and engrossed, and that's what the Chair's intent would be. We were not scheduled for a work session at that point in time, at that point, so. This work session tonight would be for purposes of adopting the amendments and getting it reprinted.
And what you have in front of you, Senators, are the dash one amendments which were brought in at the last hearing, and added to them on the last page are some changes that they brought in more recently that we didn't have time to fully draft. And they're all included in the amendment in front of you, which is Senate Bill 305-1, and up at the top is annotated additional amendment on page 3. But that brings in the complete set of amendments from the Department of Justice.
We're pausing briefly, Senator Shoemaker, on Senate Bill 305. The purpose is to adopt the amendments and get it reprinted so that people can look at the final
plan. All right.
It's just to get it printed in a final format. And on the last page of the final brought in.
All we're looking for at this point is just to adopt the amendments.
Yes.
Okay.
Why don't we go ahead? I'll move that.
Right.
I certainly have no time to pause on all.
Certainly, Senator Grinsky has moved Senate Bill 305-1 amendments with the additional amendments on page 3 included. Are there objections? So ordered. And I guess the chair would move that we have the bill printed in gross and returned to the committee. Are there objections to that?
Fiscal impact on that, or?
Well, I don't think we'll get that far, but it is for purposes of people understanding.
I mean, for printing the amendments.
Right. That actually may be a legitimate consideration. Uh-huh. Are there objections? Okay. I wonder, do you have the votes for 3, 5, 12? We have Senate Bill 512 here for reconsideration purposes, and let me look at my...
I thought we voted on it.
Well, we did vote on it. I'll explain it, folks. We sent Senate Bill 512 out with amendments that were that were requested and approved by the committee as requested or moved by Senator Shoemaker. Before the bill got on its way to the floor, to the desk, there was a... Senator Shoemaker and staff actually noted that the Shoemaker amendments that were adopted did not include a provision to exempt public bodies, and it would be the wish of Senator Shoemaker and other interested parties to bring the bill back to clarify that part, which was not the intent of his amendments. And I actually, Shoemaker will have to make the motion to reconsider the vote since I voted no, I think, on the final bill.
Yes, she did.
Hey, let me, it was not just public bodies. There were a group of potential defendants that were not to be affected by the original bill, and it was not my intent to change that. But somehow, in the way the amendments came on, that those accepted potential defendants were deleted from the bill. And I think those are found, if you look at the 512-6 amendments to the Hand and Gross version on page 2 from lines 20 through 26, you'll see that it provides that interest on a judgment accrues from the date of the entry of the judgment unless the judgment specifies another date in a class action, suit for annulment or dissolution of a marriage or for separation, condemnation of property, or judgment against a public body. And it was not my intent that we would change that by this bill.
So that's current law?
Current law, that is current law. Correct. Current law also, of course, doesn't allow prejudgment interest on tort claims generally. And this then is to allow prejudgment interest on court claims other than this group.
Why are you exempting that group?
Yeah.
Is there some reason?
Well, the bill as originally proposed exempted that group. And I don't know why. I think the reason was that, I mean, I can only speculate on the reasons for it. But the reasons I assume were that these groups aren't, in the view of those who proposed the bill, in the habit of delaying the resolution of the matter. So they don't need the sanction. I don't know.
I think that's true. The insurance companies, frequently these people aren't self-insured. They're insured with the same insurance companies that insure private enterprise. And that would be a very artificial distinction. I have a feeling there's some other reason. Maybe Mr. Williamson would like to.
Maybe Charlie Ken.
Want to come up, please?
Respond to that.
And I do know that the whole public bodies issue was one that was hotly debated last session, and it would bring on a fair amount of baggage if you included them under the bill. Charlie.
Madam Chair. Charles Williamson with the Oregon Trialers Association. We think the amendments to include those exemptions should be reinserted in the bill. The exemptions should be reinserted. We don't think the bill can pass without exempting those things.
Okay, don't go away because I want to ask you about the other. There's another change in here as well, which we'll come to in just a minute. So your reason was it's strictly political.
Well, I think the bill would go right to Ways and Means with the public body still not exempted.
That would certainly be true of the public body exemption, but how about there's condemnation under eminent domain? I guess it would be true there as well because that's public money. Annulment or dissolution of a marriage?
Well, that case isn't really for a sum of money usually, and it's an unusual sort of situation where there's lots of different factors involved. It'd be hard to know who got interest on what sums.
And class action?
I think that would just bring on a lot of other political baggage as well.
Okay. So that's the reason, and I was not intending by my amendment to change that, and I don't intend to change it. The other change, the way the amendment was passed, it was unclear. I'm trying to find the language that. Do we have the precise language of my amendment?
Well, I have it right here, if that will help. I think it's right there with all my.
Kind of soiled.
It's a bit soiled with votes up or down and markings on it, but that's what it is.
No, that was not my amendment. That was OPLA's amendment. That was not my amendment.
Yeah.
That was the.
Hennemann's.
Yeah.
Is that it?
There you go.
That's yours, isn't it?
Okay, where are we here?
The new one.
Just on economic and non-economic damages. Okay. As Hannon engrossed, it was interest on economic and non-economic damages may be awarded from a date fixed by the court, et cetera. And you had a problem with the phrase economic and non-economic damages.
I'm sorry, the copy I saw said economic or non-economic.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Where did that? Maybe well, yeah, here it is. Here it is. The dash five amendments did say, in any civil action, interest on economic or non-economic damages as defined in the statute may be awarded from a date fixed by the court, et cetera. And Charlie was concerned that that might limit them to either giving interest on economic damages or interest on non-economic damages. And he didn't want it to be so construed. So I am suggesting, in order to clarify that we're really leaving it up to the judge here, and that's what was intended, that it read interest on all or any portion of economic and non-economic damages may be awarded from a date fixed by the court if the court finds that the party resisting the claim has without just and sufficient cause delayed the trial or other resolution of the matter. And that, I take it, would meet your criteria as well as my criteria would be acceptable.
For that 1 point.
Yes, right, I understand. We still. So I would like to, I'm not quite sure what the procedure is to.
Well, the bill is before us, so we had no objections on reconsideration,
okay,
considering the vote.
So I'd like to move to reconsider the amendments. Reconsider the bill with those amendments in place, as you will see by looking at the dash six amendments, and as hand engrossed.
I want to ask a clarified question of Catherine. The motion would be to move the dash six amendments. Does that put the bill in a position to leave as senator? Would that embody all of your amendments? Or is dash six an amendment to the dash five?
It would substitute dash six for dash five. Dash six are complete into themselves.
Okay.
Okay, so then my motion is to substitute the dash six amendments for the dash five amendments.
If this amendment gets in, I intend to vote no on this bill because this thing's looking more half-baked by the minute. And this is way too big. The consequences are way too dramatic to be just messing around with this thing, sending it out the floor for funsies. And I thought we had something squared away. Now we're changing it, which is fine, but I don't feel comfortable doing that at this point, and so it's either up or down for me the way it first went out of here. If the amendments go in, I'm going to vote no on it.
Okay.
I think you may have voted no.
Keep voting yes.
Okay. Senator Shoemaker has moved the Dash 6 amendments to Senate Bill 512. They do include a change from the way it went out of committee to clarify his language on economic non-economic damages on line 4 and 5 of his amendments, and also to delete public bodies from coming under the prejudgment interest.
Not just public bodies.
And
it's the same group of defendants as were deleted by the original bill.
Okay. To conform it to the original bill.
Right.
Okay. Further discussion on the amendments? Call the roll, please, Kiska.
No.
Rockman?
No.
No.
Yellow?
Just for the amendments.
Mm-hmm. No.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion failed.
Okay, so we go with the Dash 5 amendments.
Okay. Senator Shoemaker moves the Dash 5 amendments as it came to us. As the bill originally went out.
Pardon me?
As Dash 5 amendments which were adopted and...
Is it necessary to reconsider that? We moved to substitute Dash 6 amendments for...
And that failed, yes.
So then aren't we left with where we were, which was we passed it out?
It would be, yes, you could move to pass the bill before you pass if you like.
Do we need to remove it, though? I will move to...
send.
To forward the due pass recommendation subject to the Dash 5 amendment.
Senator Shoemaker moves Senate Bill 512 as amended with the Dash 5 amendments as it left the committee the first time and as it still stands since we did not, in fact, re-amend it. The motion failed to re-amend it.
Let me just return to this, to the merits of this thing. There were two things we talked about, the all or any portion part as a substitution for economic or non-economic damages.
Pardon?
I just want to discuss this for a moment. The change in describing what damages the interest could run on was clarifying and not terribly important. But including allowing interest to run against public bodies and in class actions and on dissolution cases and on condemnation cases, if the court finds that there was a delay, was not what I intended, and I was not intending to amend that. I don't know how that happened. That was not what I moved, and I don't think it's what anybody understood me to move. So I'm now sure that this is where we are.
Madam Chair,
Senator Hill,
could it's either one or two ways: either reconsider the vote on the Dash 6 amendments, or I'll move them again.
Senator Hill voted on the prevailing side of the Dash 6 amendments to Senate Bill 512.
I change my vote to yes.
Changes his vote to yes. And are there objections to Senator Hill changing his vote to yes, which would in fact change the outcome? Hearing none, so ordered.
So then I'll move 512 to the floor as amended by the Dash 6 amendments. Pass recommendation.
Senator Schumaker has moved Senate Bill 512 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation with the dash 6 minutes. Call the roll, please, Piska.
No.
Brockman?
No.
No.
Aye.
Schumaker?
Aye.
Springer?
Aye.
Collins? Aye. Motion carried. Thank you very much for your patience, folks. Okay. Catherine, let's, since 247 did not come up with amendments.
Madam Chair, are there issues that you would require Senator Brenneman or myself in immediate attendance or?
Well, actually, if we want to take up the question of guest passenger liability, we have us all here and we might decide how that one goes. That's Senate Bill 494. That's not complicated. There are no amendments.
I'd move the bill to the floor, due pass.
And Senator Schumaker has suggested that he would not be voting in favor of the bill because it includes airplanes, but Senator Springer has moved Senate Bill 494. If you all recall, this bill deals with guest passenger limitations. We've had Fairmount hearings.
And in fact, Senator, last time we adopted the Dash 1 amendments, which changed the effective date of the act. The result is that the bill will apply to all causes of action arising after the effective day and to all cases tried after the effective date of the act. The bill itself repeals the prohibition against the guest passenger recovering for ordinary negligence of their host, driver, or pilot, and makes them liable for ordinary negligence as in automobile cases.
These amendments have been adopted. If anyone wants copies of it, we can pass it out. We have them available. Senator Springer has moved the bill as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Hey, Madam Chair, let me comment. I'm in my view, aircraft, when not operated commercially, that is, not for hire, present a peculiar situation which I don't think it's appropriate to change the standard of liability from gross negligence to ordinary negligence.
Okay.
There are so many intricacies in operating an airplane and
I think we heard, actually, okay, so we have heard the debate before rather extensively, and we didn't have the votes. We came to vote, failed. Senator Springer wasn't here, and we decided to postpone the vote. So Senator Springer has now moved Senate Bill 494. Anyone else to discuss the bill? Call the roll, please, Kiska.
No.
Brockman?
No.
Aye.
Hill?
Aye.
No.
Springer?
Aye.
Collins? Aye. Motion passed.
Anything else we can help you with?
I think that's enough.
If I may be excused, we're on call.
We understand that, and we appreciate your coming. We'll call you if we need you.
I'll look forward to that.
How do you know if you need him or not?
She'll ask you.
Oh, I didn't get a call.
Right. We may need you. Well, you'll get called next time, Brenneman. We call selectively around here. Okay, Catherine, I'm not clear. 273 relating to witnesses. Oh, goodness sake. Witness fees. We probably sent them away too soon.
You want me to call them back?
Or these go bubble.
Maybe we can do an informal polling process.
I know. Yeah. 273 deals with witness fees and increasing witness fees. The bar is worked out. Remember, we had the District Attorneys Association here agreeing to the amendments. And the amendments are now LC-2.
273.
Oh, I'm sorry. Sorry.
Wait.
Okay, I'll move.
We sent you way too soon. This has to do with witness fees. Senate Bill 273-2, Catherine.
This bill increases the fees in cases where there is the public body is not a party, in cases where it is not a criminal case, from $5 to $30 for the witness fee. Civil cases, witness fee would be raised to $30. Mileage in those cases would be raised from 8 cents to 25 cents per mile. The amendments basically redraft the bill. There was some problems dividing all of the witnesses up either to civil or criminal, and they've been redrafted with one subsection referring to civil fees and a second one for non-civil cases. And the language is specifically criminal proceedings, proceedings prosecuted by a public body, and that apparently applies to out-of-state support enforcement situations, and then also when the public